Okay, what kind of a story did you ask for?
You know that.
Well, go on, say it for audio boo.
No.
Well,
you
know. Go on.
You
want me to tell you a story about my life when I was a small boy in Limerick?
Yes.
Well, which bit of my life would you like to know about? Because it went on for a long time.
All of it.
Well, I was a little boy when I was a tiny baby. I was born.
Yeah, but I want only the part where you were at school.
At school, right. Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you a bit about the school, the first time I went to big school, like you. You're in first year. And I'll tell you about what it was like when I went to first year. The school I went to, yeah? Shall I do that?
Yeah.
Well, there was a big difference between the school I went to and the school you went to. Huge difference. One huge difference is the only people in the school where I was were boys.
So it was a boys' school like St. Anthony's?
Absolutely. It's a boys' school like St. Anthony's. There were no girls there. Now you go to school and it's all girls.
Yeah. And it's Eglantine, and it's no girls at all. Oh, hi, Elizabeth. I just saw Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think you didn't. She didn't notice you, I think. Okay, so that was the first difference between the two schools. Now, my school was also different, that you had to walk up steps to get into it. You couldn't just walk in off the street like yours. You had to walk up steps. I think there were about 6 steps leading up into the school. And you walked up the steps and you went into the school and there was a little corridor, and then the class I went into was straight on the right hand side. And that's where it got completely different. You know how your school classroom is full of pictures and you have a whiteboard, haven't you?
Yeah.
What do you have one of these white electric whiteboards?
Yeah? Whiteboard that works from your computer.
Right. Now, we had the opposite. We had a blackboard. Right?
Whiteboard and a blackboard.
We had a blackboard. We had no whiteboard. In fact.
And it's kind of like the whiteboard that you have. And it's not an electric one. Blackboard is kind of like electric one.
Well, I tell you, do you know what I used? The teacher, we weren't let use the blackboard, right? That's the other thing. Are you let use the whiteboard?
No.
Are you allowed to touch it?
Yeah, we're allowed to touch it. Like if we're playing games on it, then we're allowed to touch it.
So you're actually allowed to play games on your whiteboard?
Yeah, right. Of course.
We had a blackboard and we were not allowed to touch it. We couldn't play any games on our blackboard.
Because it's not electric.
It wasn't electric. It wasn't a nice board. And you know what the teacher used to have to use to write on the blackboard?
Chalk.
How do you know about that?
Easy. I've heard about blackboards.
Have you?
Yeah, I've even seen one. I've written on one and loads of times.
Well, the teacher in the class that I was in used to get covered in chalk during the day. Because the chalk, when you write on the board very quickly.
I know.
Okay, well, are you interested?
The chalk gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and the dust of the chalk goes onto your clothes and then you get all dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the other difference was you sit in a seat at school with one other person, don't you, this year?
Yeah.
Last year you used to be in with?
In a big table.
You used to be at a big table. Now you're at a little table. By the way, which do you prefer?
Big table.
Right. So you're at this little table at present with one other person, right, beside you. Now, is the person beside you left-handed or right-handed?
I don't know, but I'm sure that, well, actually I do know she's right-handed.
How do you know?
She uses a one color scissors. It's all the scissors with one color. It is for right-handed people, and on all the scissors, with two colours, are for left-handed people. We only have two left-handed people in our class, Abby and Elizabeth.
And you know their names? And there are how many people in your class?
22.
So two out of 22 are left-handed?
Yeah.
And they get special scissors, all of their own?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the difference. I was in a desk by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you like to be in a desk by yourself?
No, because this is why that they put you with other people on a desk, like a desk with another person to make friends. That we had to be friends with everyone in the class. So we had to sit beside different people all the time. That's why we swap places and stuff.
So will you be swapping places?
Yeah, soon. So we get to know each other in the classroom.
Do you know that's like what adults do at some dinner parties? They sit in one seat for one course, and then it's time for the next course, so they switch seats so they can talk to somebody else. Wow.
I've never done that.
Have you ever done that, no?
No, the only time that I've saw parents swapping places is in a car. If the person who's driving gets tired, then you stop at the side of the road and then you swap places.
That's what I do.
And Mom.
Yeah, we do. We swap like that. So back to the question of, then there's another difference. In the desk that I had at school, there was a hole. A special hole in the desk. And it was the kind of hole that if you dropped something through it, it would have landed on the floor. And in that desk was a thing called an ink well. Right? A little container like a thimble, a little bowl full of ink, black ink. And if you got it on your hands, it was quite hard to get it off. And we had a special kind of pen, and we would dip the pen in the ink. And then with the ink on the pen, we would write in our books. Now, do you have anything like that?
First of all, we always use pencils, so if we make a mistake, we can rub it out.
Right.
And second of all, we don't use ink even with our pens.
Right. We don't use ink. We were using ink from the beginning. We didn't use pencils at all. I just remember using ink, dipping the pen in the ink, and writing in a book. Well, I remember. The thing I remember was we had to learn this, and I think we had to write it down. We used to write letters. Letter A, and then B, C.
We usually do that. I did that in junior infants and senior infants.
In junior infants and senior infants?
Yeah.
So
I don't do it.
You don't write letters anymore?
No.
Individual letters?
No.
Do you do joined up writing? Well, we only did joined up writing.
Well, but I don't know how to do joined up writing.
Yeah. Well, we did joined up writing from the beginning.
How did you learn?
Well, the thing is, I never learned how to write any other way. So it was always joined up. So, I don't know. You just learn it. Because it's the only thing you have to do. Do you know how we learned?
Mm.
Practice. By practicing. The teacher would write with a chalk on the board.
And joined writing.
And joined up writing. And you would copy it in your book. That's what I remember. Does the teacher ever do writing on your whiteboard?
Yes, of course. She always does it.
Every day?
Yes.
And do you copy down what she does?
Yes.
So that was a bit like us. And do you think that joined up writing is hard?
Yes.
Well, I never knew how to do the kind of writing that you do.
But it's easy.
Well, I know,
That's what I think joined up writing is easy. So we had this black pen, ink, you get ink on your fingers, and you'd have to go, and when you went home from school, you'd have to wash your hands.
Wouldn't the ink be dry?
Pardon? Yeah, it'd be dry, all right, but the stain of the ink would be on your fingers.
I know, but if the ink is dry on your fingers, then you can't wash it off.
Ah, you can. Oh, yes. It was the kind of ink you could wash off. We had ink that would come off if you mixed it with water. So it was not a big problem. Now, the other thing that's different is, do you have a toilet in your classroom? Every classroom in the whole school has a toilet, and not one single classroom in the school I was at had a toilet. There was no toilet in the classroom.
Why? And what happens if you need to go to the toilet?
Well, before we went into school in the morning, we were out in the yard. Do you go in the yard before you go to school? You go straight into the playground. You go straight into the classroom.
Straight into the classroom. But we use the yard on the way to the classroom. You have to go in the yard. That's the only way.
Ah,
into
yeah.
Into the yard.
Well, in our school, you couldn't go through the yard into the classroom. You had to go to the classroom first. And then you could go out and play in the playground.
Lucky. Well, we had to wait until lunchtime to go out on the yard and play.
We had a break in the morning at 11 o'clock.
Lucky!
And that was a good time when we could have fights. That's the other thing. Do you have fights in the playground?
Of course not. Well, we just play.
Yeah, well...
We're not allowed on the grass. It's not fair. So many rules in my school.
Oh, we had more rules than you. We were not allowed to go to the toilet in the classroom. We had a break in the middle of the morning and we could go out to the toilet then. And if we really wanted to go to the toilet, you put your hand up and said to the teacher, "Please, sir," we didn't have any women teachers at all. Do you have women teachers? And are there any men teachers in your school?
No, not at all. Not a single one. No,
well, every single teacher in the school I was at was a man. Everyone. I was never taught by a woman. So, we're coming here to the roundabout and I think...
I have to say, please, sir, may I go to the toilet?
Exactly. That is exactly what we had to say. But actually... We also had to be able to say it in Irish.
Yikes.
And we put our hand up and said, "An will cadigom dola mock, moshe de holle. An will cadigom dola mock means,
may I
please go out. Well, it actually means, may I please go out. But you could say, "An will cadigom dolga di an letras."
Yeah, that's the proper way.
Do you ever say that? Dolga di an letras.
No, we always just say it. Teacher, can we go to the toilet? We don't have to put our hand up or anything. We just have to walk up. We just have to get out of our seat and walk over to the teacher and say, can I go to the toilet?
Do you have to walk up to your teacher and ask if you can go to the toilet?
Yes.
We could put our hand up in the seat and say, "Could we go to the toilet?" We didn't have to walk up to the front.
Well,
everything in the class I was at school, if you ever wanted to speak, you had to put your hand up.
There, what if they don't notice you?
Well, that was a problem. You're absolutely right. If three people put their hand up, the teacher would say, put your hands down. Do you not?
No.
So when you go to school, do you keep quiet during the day in the classroom?
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't speak as much as you do in the car?
No. Well, I hardly speak at all.
Oh, right. Would you like to speak, or are you happy not speaking?
I would like to speak, but the teacher hardly ever notices me, because I'm in the very corner.
And is her eyesight very poor? Is she not able to see into the corner?
No, she has glasses.
But do you think she can see in the corner?
Yes, of course.
Oh. So who does she see? The people sitting in the middle?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
It's usually who she sees.
Would you like to change your seat to be in the middle?
Yes.
So, but you'll be moving around, will you, during the year?
Yeah.
It's very warm, isn't it?
I need a cold shower. I'm sweating all over me.
Well, you can't have a cold shower in the car.
I know.
And you will be home in about 1.5 minutes.
No, I think half a minute.
Okay. Do you want to have a cold shower when we get home?
Yeah.
You can go straight in. Okay? But I thought you said you did want a cold shower.
No, I don't actually. Just changed my mind.
Oh.
I want to go outside and play. That'll cool me down.
Okay, we'll stop the audio boo, shall we? Do you want to say goodbye to audio boo?
Bye. I'm sweating.